We're having a special class on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Teaches us important concepts in Halacha. And we'll start at the top of the page, even though the sugya we really need is towards the bottom. Our sugya, I guess we can, we'll start at the previous page. Yativ Rav Yosef, two lines up from the bottom. Yativ Rav Yosef achoed Rabbi Abba. Rav Yosef sat behind Rabbi Abba. Yativ Rabbi Abba kamed Rav Huna. Rabbi Abba was sitting in front of Rav Huna. Yativ kamar. And he sat and said, Hilchetak Rabbi Yoshua ben Kocha. Vehilchetak Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha, who says, Malve Bishtar ein nifron mehen, whatever that sugya was before, whether you pay back a loan at a certain time, that might get the pagans to think they're gods, because they'll think, oh, good, I got my loan back. So there are times where we say, hold off on paying back that loan, so that you won't be a cause for them to go and give extra thanks to their idol. So, Talach is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha in that. Hirchetak Rabbi Yehuda, and Talach is like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Hirchetak Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha hadamaran. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, the Gemara said one line up, so that's where he's passing like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Rabbi Yehuda de Tanya. Talach is passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that's the following case. It's talking about a case where you gave. You hired someone to paint your wool red, and he painted it black. You told him to paint it black, and he painted it red. So Rabbi Yehuda says, we evaluate. Maybe you profited. Maybe now your wool is worth more. So then he says, we gauge based on that. We say either pay what it's worth more or pay his expenses. Meaning he didn't do what you wanted, but you pay, it depends on... it depends on which is cheaper. You pay him the cheaper amount. At the end of the day, he did paint your wool. Your wool is of a greater value now. You wanted to sell red wool. Now you'll have to sell black wool. But maybe black wool is worth more. So then you pay him for his equipment, for his dye, etc. If the value is more, if the raise in value is less than his equipment, so you pay him for the benefit in value. Maybe you take the lesser of the two. So in that, Rabbi Yehuda Paskin, in that, Rabbi Abba Paskin, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Adrino Rabbi Yosef lapei. We're on the fifth line now. So Rabbi Yosef turned around. He couldn't figure out what's going on here. He said, Bishem alachak Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha itzrich. I understand why he's Paskin with Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Sakadait chamin yachid v'rabim alachak rabim. Ordinarily, I would have thought, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha against the rabbis. So I would have thought the halacha should be like the rabbis. So I understand why he had to pass him like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. So kamash malan halacha kiyachid. El halacha Rabbi Yehuda lamali, but what did he have to pass him like Rabbi Yehuda for? Pshita, the machloket v'achakach stam halacha kistam. Isn't it obvious? You have a machlokes in one mishnah. And later on, Rabbi made a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. We have a rule, machlokes v'acharkach stam. What's quoted in one mishnah as an argument, if later on it's stated plainly like one opinion, so then halacha kistam. Machloket bebaba kama v'stam bebaba mitzia. You have a stam mishnah in baba mitzia that's like Rabbi Yehuda. The machlokes is in baba kama, and the stam mishnah is in baba mitzia. So, what are we seeing here? Then Rav Yosef's mind, Baba Kama and Baba Metzia, are one Masechet, which makes sense because we have two major Masechetot in Shas, Maseches Kelim and Maseches Nezikin. And each one has 30 chapters divided into Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, 10 apiece. Meaning what we call Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra are really 10 chapters out of a larger Masechet called Maseches Nezikin. Same thing, Maseches Kelim has 30 chapters. It's divided, really, the first 10 are called Baba Kama, the second 10 Baba Metzia, the last 10 Baba Basra.
Why is it that we see here that he holds that it's one?
We'll see in 1 second. So he quotes the Mishnah where that's paskin, and then the Gemara answers, Rav Huna mishum den sevel la Mishnah. Rav Huna had felt he had to paskin it because the Mishnayos were not necessarily written in the order that you read them. Could be that the stam came first and then a machlokes. So the ikal meimal stam tana bereishav achakach machloket. You might say that the stam mishnah came first and then Rebbe didn't really paskin like the stam because he ended his thoughts by quoting the machlokes. Ihachis, the Gemara says, wait a second, if you're going to say that, kol machloket v'achakach stam neimen sedul mishnah, then according to Rav Huna, you could never say machlokes v'achakach stam. The Gemara answers, Rav Huna kilo aminan in seder b'chad ha-masechta. B'tzai masechta aminan, Rav Huna says, you're right. Whenever I have two masechtot, then I cannot know which one Rebbe taught first. So I don't know which one is the first one, whether it's machlokes achakach stam or stam achakach machlokes. Here, it's Baba Kama and Baba Metzia. That's two masechtas, Rav Huna says. So therefore, I don't know which one came first. In one masechta, there I say, I go in the order of the masechta, and if it's a machlokas first and then a stam, I pass him like the stam. The Rav Yosef, kula nezikin chada masechta hi. And Rav Yosef thought it was obvious because Rav Yosef holds all of nezikin is one masechet.
Wait, is this something that only Rav Huna holds or is this more
than seems like everyone holds it. So even Rav Yosef, the only reason he held that in this case it's considered machlokas v'achar kach stam, that's because he holds that Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basra are all considered one masechet.
What's the Hava mean of that it works between masechet?
Oh, good question. Good question. The eBay Tema, if you want, I'll tell you another answer. Why wouldn't I have known over here? Why over here do I go with this halacha? Because mishum diktani lagabei hilchata psikta, because it's quoted as the Mishnayos. Some Mishnayos discuss things, and some Mishnayos just say this, that, the other thing. So those are bottom line Mishnayos. What's called hilchata psikta. And here you have this halacha is quoted with hilchata psikta, where the Mishnayos give you bottom line. Says Rashi. If you want, I'll give you another reason why Rav Yosef was surprised that Rav Huna had to paskin. The reason Rav Yosef was shocked was because even if maybe that wouldn't have surprised him, that Rav Huna holds Ein Seder L'Mishnah, still I don't need to paskin the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, because that's obvious, because that Mishnah is not even discussing Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. It's discussing what happens if a worker or a boss changes, reneges on the contract. So it's talking about a different topic. And then suddenly gives you this bottom line. So you see, whenever a Mishnah sticks in a line and tells you this, that, and the other thing in short version, whenever it sticks in a psak, so you see, it just wanted to give you that psak for whatever reason over here. That wasn't really the subject matter. So that has a lot of halachic weight, because then it was quoted as a psak in the Mishnah. It wasn't just quoted as someone's opinion. So that for sure should have had the weight of a stam. And that's why he was surprised that Rav Huna felt he had to paskin it. So that really closes this sugya. It just gives us a little bit of an insight to that rule. But that's not really our focus here.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Let's say you and I are having a discussion, and we're discussing whether you should learn Mishnayos or Gemara at night. And I tell you, well, some say Mishnayos is good, because Mishnah, the letter is Neshama, so Mishnah is a good thing to learn at night, and there's a skula that helps your memory, and it helps you be a reishamayim. So you should learn Mishnah at night, and you should learn Tanakh by day, and you should learn Gemara all the time, because the Talmud Bavli is balo from Halachos. Wait a second, we're talking about Mishnah. What did I go off to other things for? Because if I'm ready discussing this, I'll give you the bottom line of other things. So if you went off to other things, then I understand you came to give me certain bottom lines, because I wasn't discussing the other things. We were discussing Mishnah. What'd you go over and tell me? When you this is when you do Chumash, and you got to make sure to do Bavli, and Bavli is balo from everything. So that's sometimes when the Mishnah goes off to tell you a few other points, I say the reason the Mishnah did it was to tell you bottom line. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Lo yomar adam lechavero hanireh shetamod imi la'erev. Person shouldn't tell his friend, does it seem like you're going to make it tonight? On Shabbos, I'll tell him, does it seem like you're going to make it tonight to mow my lawn? To help me build the shed? So you're discussing what we're going to do tonight on Shabbos. Rabbi Shav ben Korcha omer, omer adam lechavero hanireh shetamod imi la'erev. Rabbi Shav ben Korcha says you could ask a person, does it seem like you're going to make it tonight? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Mar Yochanan Nilchetak Rabbi Shua Ben Korcha. He tells us the halacha is like Rabbi Shua Ben Korcha. Next Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, this is our sugya. Hanishal lechacham v'timei. Someone asked the chacham a question, and the chacham said it's defiled. Lo yishal lechacham v'tahir. Shouldn't ask another chacham and he'll say it's pure. Lechacham v'asar. If he asked the chacham and he said it's prohibited. Lo yishal lechacham v'yatir. Shouldn't ask another chacham and he'll say it's mutter. So the question is, who's this going on? Is it telling you don't ask the second chacham, or is it telling you don't ask the second chacham who will be matir? And really, the direction is not so much on the don't ask as to the chacham. You, the chacham, shouldn't be matir what someone else said was asur.
Very nice. Where are you getting that
from? We will see. Hayu shnaim, what if there were two chachamim? Echad mitameh ve'echad mitaher, echad oser ve'echad matir. And they differed in opinion. Im haya echad mem gadol mechavero b'chokhma v'minyan. If one was senior to his friend in his wisdom and his numbers, what is his numbers? We'll see. Halech acharav, then go with him. V'im lav halech acharav machmir. If not, go with the one that's more stringent. So Tana Kama seems to say, I don't care if it's Doraisa or Drabbanan. Chumra, chumra, chumra. That's the way to go. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha omer, b'shel Torah alech achar machmir, b'shel sofrim alech achar mekel. He gives us the following rule. And this falls in line with all the other gemaras we had on the page. Amar Rav Yosef, hilchita Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Again, he paskins the halacha like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. So, what did Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha tell us? If you have a machlokas, you go on a Doraisa with the Machmir, on Drabbanan with the Mekel. But, Lichora, on which point is Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha arguing? On the scenario when one is not bigger than his friend. But if one was bigger than his friend, then on that Lichora, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha is not arguing. That's how it would seem at first glance. Yes? That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So, till here, we read Gemara. This Gemara, once it discusses the rules of how you go in halacha and the machlokes, this Gemara became the center of discussion amongst the Rishonim for rules of how to paskin. When are you machmir? When are you mekel? Who's the halacha going to be like? So let's see Tosafot. Before we see Tosafot, look at the Rabbeinu Chananel. You see, he adds one word, he has in his gear, so one word that we don't have in ours. See which word that is? Hanishal lechacham v'timei lo. See that word? Lo ishal lechacham acher v'taher lo. V'chen shal lechacham v'asar lo. Lo yishal chacham acher v'yatir. So, Rabbeinu Chananel makes it a personal psak. You asked, and he paskin for you. And that's going to be an important point. Back to Tosfot. Tosfot doesn't have that gear. So he just says, Hanishal chacham v'timei, lo yishal chacham v'taher. So, the obvious question here is, why does it say vitaher? Meaning the simple reading of the Gemara is, you asked one chacham, don't ask another one. Why did the Gemara add the word vitaher? If it's only going on you, then what difference does it make what he's going to say? Just don't ask. So you're going to have to kvetch. So either you kvetch that the worry is that he's going to end up with a different psak, or you kvetch and you say, no, it's on him, but then the lo yishal is a kvetch. So something here you're going to have to kvetch. Yeah? Okay. Tosfot. Hanish'al lechacham v'timei lo yish'al lechacham v'itahir. V'im tomar. V'chi lo yish'al lekol hachachmim v'yadunu zeim ze ulai yeshivuhu midvarav. Why can't you ask all the wise men? Let them all talk to one another. Maybe they'll convince him. What's the problem? We're looking for the truth. V'yesh lomar, deino asur, ela la'shoel im lo yodia lo kvar sha'alti leploni v'asarli. We could say that the prohibition is only if you're not going to let the rabbi know, hey, I already asked so-and-so and he prohibited it for me. Notice the li. But if he says, I already asked so-and-so the chacham, mutar, that would be permissible. But undoubtedly, it's incumbent upon that chacham not to just machavek, not to just say, no, so what if he said it? It's mutar. Kedaminan beper kol hayad, chacham she'asar, mechavero rashay latir, la'im ken yuchal lachziro, kigon shita b'dvar mishnah, afilu b'shikul adat. The Gemara says, if someone else gave a ruling, you shouldn't just go against it unless you could convince him he was wrong. He made a mistake in a Mishnah, he miscalculated. The Sugiyaki idach, or if you have a Gemara that's like the other opinion. Tosus then adds another important point. He says it's only if the first rabbi was stringent. He said it's prohibited. Then you can't say it's mutar, aval im hetir. But if the first rabbi said it's mutar, chavero rashai leso, then his contemporary can say, no, it's prohibited. Aye, there's a Jerusalem Talmud that Rabbi Simon paskind mutor, then Rabbi Ami paskind osur, and Rabbi Simon got upset at him. And Rabbi Simon's claim was, doesn't it say that if you ask the chacham and he said it's permissible, don't ask a second chacham lest he say it's prohibited? From here, it seems to say from that piece of the Jerusalem Talmud that it's prohibited even if you might end up with a more stringent psak. So Tosa says, no, what it means there is, why was Rabbi Simon upset? The Gemara is asking. The Gemara is saying, it doesn't say anywhere that if you asked the Chacham and he was Matir. Don't read it plainly. It's not a statement that the Gemara says, why was he upset? Because it says. No. What the Gemara is saying is, why was he upset? Because it says, the Gemara is saying it in question form, does it say it anywhere? That if you ask the Chacham and he said mutar, you shouldn't ask another Chacham lest he be more stringent? Because really there is no basis for that. If you're going in the direction of stringency, that's okay. So then the Gemara, the Jerusalem Talmud over there says, you're right, you got the story backwards. Rabbi Ami said it's prohibited and Rabbi Simon said it's permissible. And then Rabbi Ami got upset. Because he said, once I said it's prohibited, he wasn't supposed to go and ask someone else who's going to come and say it's permissible.
So is that a different
gear, sir? No, yeah, the Gemara over there ends up that you got the story backwards, that's all. And then Tosus concludes and says, if they're both in the academy at the same time, so then they could argue it out. He could say, I say this, and he could say, yeah, but I say that. That's from a story he quotes from a Gemara in Chulin. That Hun Amar, Braid Ravidi, said it's treif, and Ravidi Bar Menumi said it's kosher. So he says, yeah, in that story, they were both sitting together in the base medrash. So that's why it was okay. Next, very, very important Tosus now. So what did we get from the first Tosus? Tosus said, If you tell the second rabbi that you asked the first rabbi, that's okay. And then the second rabbi has a responsibility not to be more lenient than the first one without talking to him or proving him wrong, etc. And that's, Tosa says, this is only in the direction of leniency. But if the second rabbi wants to be more stringent, that is okay. So those are the two big points Tosa's made.
Says that this is something the rabbis instituted.
He doesn't say who instituted it. Where does he say that?
I don't know. He says the law sucha chamim elati aracha also.
So you're saying okay, say that. You're right. That's a correct diuk. That's asu chachamim.
So this is not a halachic rule d'oraita. This isn't
the Torah's telling us how to do fine, correct. Next Tosfot. Remember that. We're still going to have to discuss that. B'shel Torah alecha achar machmir. Rashi ya posek b'kol ika de amri shebatalmud. Anytime the Talmud says ika de amri this and ika de amri that, there are those who say this way, there are those who say that way. So Rashi would always paskin b'shel Torah alech achar machmir b'shel sofrim alech achar ha'acharon. When it's something biblical, go with the stringent opinion. When it's rabbinic or whatever sofra means, go with the latter opinion. So Rashi was of the opinion that whenever it's an ika de amre, the second one has greater weight. V'riva piresh de kol ika de amri legabei leshon rishon ketafel leikar v'alacha kelishna kama. The Riva says that the second one is not the main one. The main one is the first one. And the halacha, the exact opposite from Rashi, says the first one is the main one. Now, he doesn't discern here between Doraisa or Drabanan. So that also needs work. Rabbeinu Tam piresh b'doraita lechumra v'drabanan lekula. Rabbeinu Tam didn't go with any of this. He just went with the rule over here, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha dehacha, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha over here says, Rabbeinu Shimshon yam piresh, so the question is, why did Tosa stick this in? Does anyone disagree with that? He says, if you could figure out from somewhere else in the Talmud that the Talmud sided with one of them, you go with that lalacha. Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, the Riva, they didn't agree to that? He quotes it like it's a fourth opinion. So this is a very, very important Tosus. He's telling you in three lines the formulas that they used to paskin. Okay, so that brings us to the close of what we needed to see here. And there's much of next time we'll pick up with the riff and the run and the rush. And we'll have to move forward to Shulchan Aruch Bezachim.